If these kids were making a trail
yeah.
or something that was valuable, we'd be jumping up and down with joy. We yeah. love having them here.
Yeah. Trash, that's
you know, we love having them here. We love getting out. And the message is almost okay.
Yeah.
You know, about taking care of your environment, taking care of the ocean, you know, protect. But this whole deal with this European beach grass is one of the most bastardized, stupid wastes of time and money and energy and habitat. It's just ridiculous. The millions and millions and millions of dollars that's been spent. And go out to Clam Beach, the overlook, and look off over at the mouth of Mad River. Right. How many times have they done that? 10, 12, 15, 20 damn times?
Right.
And what do you see? European beach grass as high as your chest. Or, you know, it's just, you're not going to get rid of it.
So about, but today specifically, do you think?
About
do you
the
think,
beach grass.
Right. But, for us. But the messaging, I missed some of the signage you guys have packed up for the day, but what a...
Beach grass is good for owls. Beach yeah. grass is good for hawks. Beach grass is good for rabbits and rodents and all kinds of other creatures. And it's it does well in the mix of habitat. It's not the scourge that it's been purported to be.
Right. See, what it does is it collects water. It holds water so that it can produce wetlands. Wetland features are obviously extremely diverse and very healthy habitat for Roxy. You know, for migratory birds, for all this. And I think they're just missing the detrimental effects of yanking out this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? We really got to pay attention to that. And we're trying to bring that to light. We are bringing it to light. I mean, the supervisors are starting to pay attention, and which is great. There's some serious ramifications to getting this.
Throughout the state of California, the agencies, most of the agencies, are paying attention to this. And in the Bay Area, they've stopped quite a few of these types of restoration things. So they've seen the damage that's been done. So it's hard. This is almost like a religious deal, you know. It's just, you can't hardly even have the conversation,
uh-huh.
you know, because you're either here or you're there, and that's not what it's about with us. We want to see our recreation be good. We want to see our habitat be good. We want to see this beautiful place being used uh-huh. and being used wisely,
right.
but we don't want to see it locked right. up, and you can't do anything. You can only go right there to do something. And why? Oh, because we've pulled all of this stuff out, and we've had this new stuff, and you can't go on it. You can't touch it. You right. can't do something.
So we actually got calls in advance saying that you guys, I don't know how people knew, but that you were going to be
me,
here.
This is,
Hey,
what's going on?
That you guys were going to be here and have signs and everything, and they you know their concerns were you know just like oh well my kids are going to be there, you guys are going to be protesting my kids' field trip. I mean, like, what? How do you feel about specifically this day? You know, was this kind of nuance the thing for this day?
I'm not quite sure where you're going with that. I mean, we're just trying to show that there's another side to this.
Okay.
And the kids aren't being told that this beach grass has a benefit. They're just being told we got to yank it out. And I think that's wrong. I mean, there's clear evidence
and
clear concerns that are developing, you know, as we speak about, changing the environment. You know, if we got sea level rise happening, we shouldn't be lowering these dunes. If we have sea level rise happening, we should be securing the wetlands all around the country. They're making sure that the wetlands are enhanced. The Katrinas and all those major storms, they realize that having the wetlands compromised created some serious effects. So,
right.
so if we can have wetlands developing in these dunes, which the beach grass promotes, we're going to be one step ahead of it. But destabilizing these dunes makes no sense if we're worried about sea level rise and storm surges and those kind of things that are expected to increase.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing, which is really weird, we just went to the county recently on a project where they wanted to get another $1 million to do some research about the dune heights and lowering and one thing another. We need to have this information. Basically, that money is, again, just to pull European beach grass.
Yeah.
But why, after 30 years of these guys being the best in the world.
They don't have that information.
They don't have any of this stuff. It's like very convenient that they've not done, they didn't come out and measure stuff and do their transit studies and never did any of that. And they never replanted, never followed their permit requirements. These guys have never followed their permit requirements ever, and then they still get another permit. If you were a contractor and pulled that once, you'd be, so it's that kind of thing. It's, it's just like, come on.
It is a very good point about the permit, because we've looked through these permits and the consistency determinations that BLM and others have had, and they all say that they won't cause destabilization, they won't cause erosion, they won't cause wetland loss, they won't cause all these effects that now they're saying they want to have. They didn't change the permit, but they're operating under a permit that said all those own things, and now they're, because these effects are happening, they're saying that it's all good. Nobody else gets away with that.
Right. So all these issues that you guys are raising today, I mean, do you feel like you had a message received by anyone here,
yeah,
by the kids?
Yeah, a few. And the media, you're going to report on it, and so the public knows that we're all still out here, trying to do good by this. And this is not a one-shot deal. I've been working on this issue since 1999. Mm-hmm. You know, we saved the surf fishermen, the commercial surf fishermen at Redwood National Park. We saved that fishery because of this type of sticking with it. That fishery would be gone for no reason. Just like a lot of the other, things might fall away. A lot of recreational access, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't have this activity. So this is just, one more day. We got up and we fed, we milked the cow. Right. We did the chores. We did this. We're going to the harbor meeting at 12.
It's just another step.
Just another step.
Right. You guys are packing up for the day?
Yep.
All right.
Well. Where's the first watering hole? Let's go have a beer.
Well, I got to go out there now.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Them fucking kids getting in the way of a good shot of beer.